Christians, if they are causing this kind of division over the government and who won and who didn't win, I'm telling you what, you need to repent. And something else, you need to return to holiness. 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 Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Monday and welcome. Today on Love Never Fails, Pastor Bill concludes the message, "It is written," from his series in the New Testament Epistle of Ephesians. Now, Pastor Bill.
You have to know the Word of God. You have to believe the Word of God. It's your only offensive weapon. We're talking about spiritual warfare right now, okay? So Jesus stood against the wiles of Satan, not as the Son of God. He did so as man, the Son of Man. Do you understand? And that's what he did. And he did it teaching us how to use the sword. He just said, "Satan, it is written." He confronted the devil as man. He used the Word of God. And listen, did Jesus have all power? Of course he did. Could he have turned that wilderness into a paradise instantly? He certainly could have, but he didn't. So Jesus, hungry. Listen, there's so many times when we're going through it, you need to remember, you don't have to deny your pain. You don't have to deny if you're sick. You don't have to deny those things. But I'm going to tell you, whenever a lie comes to you, whenever the deceiver comes to you in your pain, in your suffering, whatever it might be, you better know the Word of God. Because that's when you have to say, "I know how I feel. Yes, I'm praying to God to die right now. But I'm telling you, it is written. And this is what God says. And I trust God and not the liar of the world." Amen? And that's what you have to do as well. And, you know, bread is good, but bread alone doesn't give life. It sustains life, but only God can give life and keep it. No one else. He says, "And then the devil took him up to the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple that was way 500 feet high in the air, and said to him, 'If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is what?'" There's the word again, "For it is written." Now, the devil is quoting Scripture. You know he can do that, don't you? "For it is written," Jesus, "man, listen, throw yourself down if you're the Son of God. It's written that he," meaning God, "look what your Father said he would do. He'd give the angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." So Jesus, if man is going to live by, you know, by not just by bread alone, but by the Scriptures, he says, "Why don't you live by this one? Why don't you just jump right off? And your Father who loves you, you know what? If you don't want to use your divine powers, God who loves you will certainly use his. So jump. God will send his angels." And would his angels have come? Yes, but he didn't use his power. The problem with Satan is he never gives you the whole story. See, he quoted Psalm 91 there. And let me just read the whole thing to you, Psalm 91:11. "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways." But Satan, see, he left out this part. "And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Here it comes. "And you shall tread upon the lion, the cobra, the young lion, and the serpent you will trample underfoot." He didn't quote that, did he? No. Now listen, here's the thing. You know, Jesus knows, we know. Is it a sin to test God? Yes. Presumptuous sin. You know, we don't have to do anything. God's going to protect us. Send your kids out into the street to play. You don't have to watch them. Don't worry about those kids driving up and down in their broken down, crummy cars. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to run over your kids. Do you get what I'm saying? No, listen, don't lock your car. Nobody's going to steal it. You know, here I am. You know, I'm sicker than Cootie Brown. I don't even know who Cootie Brown is, but he was sick, buddy. And Becky's running fever. We can't do anything. And I'm hallucinating, and all the rest of it. So 6 o'clock in the morning, here we are, Thomas in the hospital. All these things are going on. I'm going, "Dear God, the church hates me," and all the things that are coming to my mind. I'm joking. So we hear something at the house. I'm in the bedroom. We're in the bedroom, and I heard a noise. And I just didn't think anything about it. 6 o'clock in the morning, probably the trash people. These guys come in and break in, 6 o'clock in the morning, and get into our cars, ransack our cars, and I had handguns in there, stole the hand. You know, so you understand what I'm saying? And I'm going, okay, Lord, is there anything else that you want to sift out of my life? Do you understand? Listen, you see all these crazy things. Now, do you know what I do? I lock my cars while they are in the garage. I do. And when you see a film of somebody vandalizing your home, do you know that something happens to you? Never mind. True story. Thank you, whoever you were, said that. And Jesus said to him, how did he do it? He said, he pulled out a sword. He said, it is written in verse 7. He's quoting Deuteronomy 6:16, I mean. He says, you shall not test, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Listen, you can't live carelessly and test God and think that he is just going to bail you out. Did you know there's only one place in the Word of God where God says to test me now? And where is that at? Malachi 3:10. Test him in your tithes and offerings. Try that next time. Now, look at verse 8. It says, and again, the devil took him up to an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Luke's gospel says he did so in a moment of time, just a second. And he showed them all their glory. And the devil said to Jesus, all these things I will give you. I will give you, Satan says, if you fall down on your face, get on your knees, and you worship me. What a word. Listen, the devil was saying, I'm going to give you back everything that crummy creation called Adam that you created in the garden, everything that he lost. Get on your face, Jesus. If you'll do that, worship me once, and I will give you back everything. The Bible says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 6, about this same scene. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you, and their glory, now listen carefully, for this has been delivered to me, and I can give it to whomever I wish. Now, Jesus never disputed what Satan said. At that moment, was he the God of this age, the God of the world? Yes, he was. He's now the defeated God of this age. Amen? Never forget that. In other words, he was offering Jesus a shortcut. You don't have to die. You don't have to go to the cross. You came to redeem. I know what you're doing. You want it all back? Worship me. And look what Jesus does again. He said to him, he started shouting at the devil and screaming at the devil and binding the devil. No. He says, away with you, Satan. Now, why? And he quotes Deuteronomy 6:13. For it is what? It is written, and it still stands written, and it can never be changed because it is the living, eternal Word of God. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. And look what happened. Jesus defeated the devil. It says, then the devil left him. Behold, angels came and ministered to him. Don't you love to see Satan fail? That's exactly what happened. But listen to me. Jesus defeated the wicked one as man, and he defeated the wicked one with the Word of God. He did so with words. Jesus just taught us how to live this life. Each temptation, Jesus used the most powerful weapon in the universe. And all three times, he used the living Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Look back at verse 4 again in Matthew chapter 4. Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds, every word, every rhema word, every living word that comes alive in your heart. You can't live unless the Word of God is alive in your heart. Amen? It has to be alive. No, the plan of Satan is to do something. He wants to keep you away from the Word. He doesn't want you to ever hide the Word of God in your hearts. He doesn't want you to open the Word of God. All 66 books, all the swords of the Spirit, it is written, it is written, it is written. You can defeat every lie. You can go, whatever it takes, you can do so. Do you understand me? God's Word is true, man. Listen, you need to be, Christians need to be in a church where they're hearing the Word, the full counsel of God taught, where the information on the page, the Logos of God, the written Word, becomes the Rhema, a living Word in their heart. Amen? Because every believer needs that. The Bible says in Colossians 3:16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Now, listen carefully. I know this sounds so simple. This is a very simple text, especially the temptation scene. But loved one, listen. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jesus, our Lord, the one who died for us, used no other weapon to defeat the wicked one except the living Word of God. Amen? Boy, you got to get that into your heart. And I don't know about you, but man, that shows me the great need for Bible teaching in the church today, the whole counsel of God. I'm not talking about pet doctrines or pet series and topicals and all of that. I'm talking about the entire counsel of God, the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. Where did Jesus get his swords from? He got it from the Word, but from the Old Covenant. The New Covenant had been written. He used the Word of God. He got them all from Deuteronomy, loved one. No, listen, you know, people say, oh, I can't go through this. What are you teaching in? I remember a long time ago, what are you teaching in? And I said, well, I think I'm in Leviticus. Oh, God, Leviticus, I'm not coming. Well, no, you're wrong. See, you need the living Word of God. You need all of the Word of God. Now I'm going to rebuke, and I'm going to do so in love. Here we are. And we're living through a horrible pandemic. And I'm so sick of hearing people say COVID is not real. COVID is real. You know, it's going to pass away. It's nearly over. I'm so sick. You visit the hospital like I did this week. You see the stretchers outside the emergency room because the hospitals are all full. You see people sit in the emergency room because they can't have a bed for 25 hours in a chair like my son did. And tell me, oh, it's just passing. I've never seen the church so weak. Never. I love you, but I'm telling you, we better wake up, loved one. Yeah, we're in the midst of a horrible time, a pandemic, but we are the church of the living God. Amen? And yes, oh, let's not forget this. We now have a brand new president-elect, Joe Biden. And here we are. And you know what I'm seeing? And my heart is breaking because of it. I am seeing Satan using Christians all over and even at Calvary Chapel to use the sword against one another. The sword is for the devil. The sword is for demons. The sword is for the powers of darkness. The sword is to defeat the devil, not one another, not flesh and blood. Amen? Oh, dear God. Listen, so-called believers, you know what they're doing? They're cutting each other to pieces because of this stupid election. My God, what's wrong with us? I look and I say, dear, let me just give you a scripture. You that are doing that, whoever you are, maybe you're not here this morning. I don't know who you are. Don't care. But listen to this. Romans, the Bible teaches us in Romans, it says, but why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I love what Paul says. For it is written. And it stands written, and it will never, ever be changed because it is the living, eternal Word of God. And as I live, Paul says, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee will bow to me, every tongue shall confess to God, so then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore. But resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or to cause your brother to fall in any way. Well, listen, loved one, I'm going to tell you, I look and I see the division in the churches across this nation. But let's just talk about Calvary, that Satan is using believers. Do you know what's happening right now? And some of you are going to get mad at me, and I don't care. Did you hear me? I don't care. That's not because I don't love you, but it's because I do love you. And if you know me, after 28 years of being your pastor, there's one thing I hate, and it's division. God hates division. And we're to hate those things that God hates. Amen? Brothers and sisters going at it because of Trump or Biden? I go, oh God, my heart is breaking over that. Do you know what that is? That is idol worship that has entered into the church. It is written, Psalm 32:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Not blessed is the nation that Trump is president in, or Biden is president in, or because you voted for the Republican platform or the Democratic platform. Are you listening to me? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. There's so many that I see that are in the church and they're into idol worship. You know why? They have started looking, oh, it's a plan of the devil. They have started looking unto government instead of God, looking unto a man instead of the Son of Man. Are you listening to me? Oh, it is written in the Bible. It says, it is written, Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord. You ready for this? Cursed, God says this, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Vote. Amen. That's our glorious right. Pray for those that are in office, no matter who they are. That's a command. Oh, but the horrible results of a believer not trusting God, it is written in Jeremiah 17:6, he shall be like a shrub in the desert. He'll not see good when it comes, but shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land which is not inhabited. Oh, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, not whose hope is in man or some platform or Trump or Biden or Democrats or any government, whose hope is in the Lord. And when your hope is in the Lord, the Bible says you'll be like a tree planted by waters which spreads out its roots in the river. You're not going to fear when heat comes. Your leaf is always going to be green. You're not going to be anxious. You're not going to be torn apart in the year of drought nor cease from the yielding fruit. Loved one, listen to me. It is a sin for a believer not to trust in the living God and to look to any form of government. Do you understand me? It is written in Isaiah 30, verse 1, woe to rebellious children, saith the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me, who devise plans, but not from my spirit, that they may add sin to their sin. What is the Lord saying? Why would you seek protection? I am your protection. Amen? Maybe you voted for this candidate, and so he's not the one that won. He's not our protection. Do you understand that? Oh, listen, to seek protection other than the Lord is to have no protection. Oh, to plan without divine direction is to have no direction in your life. It is written in Isaiah 30, verse 8. Now you go, God says, Isaiah, you write it on a tablet before the people. Put it on a scroll that it may be for a time to come forever and ever. And listen to what he wrote. God said to write, you are a rebellious people. You are lying children who will not hear the law of the Lord. What a word. See, it is written. That, do you know that stands forever? It will never be changed. It'll never pass away. God's word is truth. Amen? It says in Isaiah, it is written in Isaiah 30, verse 10. Listen to this, talking to Judah. It says, oh, he says, do not see. Oh, and to the prophets, he's saying, oh, do not prophesy to us. Don't prophesy right things. Oh, speak to us smooth things. Oh, prophesy to us deceits. Get out of the way. Turn aside from the path and cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. What are they saying? The same thing that is happening in our midst today. They did not want Israel and Judah. They did not want a supernatural message from the living God. And I have to say, what kind of message does the 21st century church, that what do we desire from God? They didn't want their complacent, comfortable lifestyles to be ruffled. I want you to listen to me this morning, because I may not have enough strength to teach the next service, but Raul already is prepared to do so. I'm going to tell you something. I am not of this world, and you are not of this world, and we do not belong to this world. And Christians, if they are causing this kind of division over the government and who won and who didn't win, I'm telling you what, you need to repent. And something else, you need to return to holiness. 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 Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Holiness. Prayer. On your knees before God. We're in the midst of a horrible time, and every Christian should be praying. We need to return to our rightful place, which is the authority found in the kingdom of God and in the government of God. And you say, Bill, that's not what I wanted to hear this morning about it is written. Oh, I know. I know what you want to hear. And it's the truth. You want to hear when Satan says you're going down. You want to hear when he says you lost your job and this and that. You know what? You want to say, oh, no, it's written. Philippians 4:19, for God shall supply all of my need according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You want to hear this morning, it is written, yes, thanks be unto God, our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, it is written. It is written that you are chosen in him. Before time, before the foundation of the earth. It is written that you are accepted in him. It is written that you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen? That you're adopted, that you're sealed until the very day of redemption. Yes, those are all, it's true. It is written. It is written, thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's written, and it is true. Yes, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in us would complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Loved one, we are the church of the living God. Our government is from God. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the democratic platform, the republican platform, the socialist platform. Am I against voting? Praise God, I vote. I've voted all my life. I vote righteousness like most Christians do, but I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. Every Christian gives an account before God, not me and not man and not another believer. Amen? With that division then, it must stop. It must stop. And those that are listening, I say I love you, but if you're not going to repent and get your act together, why don't you go find someplace else and torment people in another church? Because, oh, I heard that. Yes, that's right. If you're not going to get right and do what God says, why would I let somebody torment the sheep of this church? Amen? No. It is written, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. It is written. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for your word. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. And the church says, may we stand to our feet, please, this morning. I love you with all my heart, but I am not here to water down the word of God for anything. And when I hear of things like that, and I had no idea, may I tell you that I wept. Dear God, It is written that we are to love each other just as Christ loves us. Amen. Love, it is written, love is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that you love your neighbor as yourself. It is written, God is good.
Well, Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow and begin the final message from his Ephesians series. We hope you can tune in and finish this wonderful epistle along with us. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Be blessed today, and we'll see you next time. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.